Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Culture is Everything, the story and system of a startup that became Australia's best place to work. Written by Tristan White and read by Tristan White. I didn't want to admit it to myself, let alone anyone else, that I was rethinking my dream. Up until this point, I really thought that I would position myself as an expert in the part of the profession that was the most recognised by people outside the industry. The person that elite athletes would consult after they'd injured themselves playing sport. Oddly enough, in that first year, I found a lot of satisfaction working with the few elderly clients that I had at the practice. Sometimes, I found I could help these clients experience as much as 50% improvement in their quality of life. For example, if a patient couldn't walk independently to their dining room or the bathroom without lots of pain and discomfort, I was sometimes able to help them regain their mobility to where they could walk those distances with ease. That was rewarding. I found that the elderly people were much more appreciative of the work that I was doing with them. I had been sheepish about working with the elderly. They're not the sexy clientele one thinks of when they think physical therapy. But I remember thinking how the elderly people I was working with were once a much younger, fitter generation of people, and they deserved to be respected and helped to have the most independence. In short, what I thought I wanted to do wasn't what I really enjoyed doing. And so my head and my heart were telling me to go in two different directions. After 1 year, I gave back the keys to the company car, left that dream private practice sports medicine job, and moved back home to my parents' house. I'd spent 5 years at university and 1 year starting my dream career. Now, I didn't have a job, I didn't know where I was headed, and I thought it was going to take me a few years to recover and sort myself out. Rethinking my career plan. At home, at my parents' place in Foster, Victoria, I reflected on what I had enjoyed as a physio student, which parts of my year in private practice I'd liked the most, and what were the coming trends for healthcare in Australia. From this, I realised that I really liked working with elderly folk and that there was a phenomenal amount of future demand for physiotherapists in aged care. So I started exploring elderly care as my first step in rebuilding my career. I got a job working 12 hours per week as a subcontractor physiotherapist at an aged care home in Preston and in a northern suburb of Melbourne.